Welcome to Snap Out of It Radio Network. Hear all our great shows across the world. Join our community at snapoutofitradionetwork.com. So wake up, stand up, and snap out of it.
Welcome to the Snap Out of It show with your host, Dee Dee Mercer Moffitt. Snap Out of It is another fine show brought to you by the Snap Out of It Radio Network. Thank you for listening. And now, here's your host, Dee Dee Mercer Moffitt. So wake up, stand up, and snap out of it.
There's a smile on my face for the whole human race. Why is
Well, good morning, everybody. I'm Dee Dee talking to you live from the great state of Texas. And what a beautiful day it is today. You know, yesterday, my goodness, I thought we were in Chicago. It was so windy outside. But today it is just beautiful. I love this time of the year because, as you know, Texas gets hot quickly. Yes, it does. And so we have to enjoy this weather right now because it's just fabulous. Everybody's outside, you know, eating outside and running and walking. So it's wonderful. I hope you're having a great day where you are. And speaking of a great day, we have an awesome day coming up, April 14th. What is it, you ask? Well, I'm glad you asked, because it is the Extreme Confidence Boot Camp for women. That's right. You know, you got to have extreme confidence to move forward. Here's what I know about confident people is that, well, if you have less talent, you have less abilities. With confidence, you can shorten the gap. You really can. I mean, look at the people who you say, what? I don't get it. I mean, they're, you know, how did they get there? Well, they had confidence. And confidence is that internal knowing, that belief in yourself that you can handle and that you can accomplish and that you can do and you can be that which you've set your mind to do and be. And confidence is a great thing. And it's not an arrogance, right? It's not this arrogance. But here's what I see out in the world today. Listen, we are being sold. I mean, come on, Twitter, Facebook, everything. It is a constant sales barrage. And I really believe that if you don't have your own mind, right, you don't have confidence in your own self to be able to determine what you need, then everybody out there is going to have your solution. And if they have your solution, well, quite frankly, they have your pocketbook too. So I love confidence. It's extreme confidence. I want you to go to my site and take a look. It's DeeDeeMercerMoffitt.com. It's MURCERMoffitt.com. Take a look at that video because this is a workshop / boot camp ropes course. And, you know, I've had many women say, oh, I can't get up there. I can't do it. I don't want to do it. I'm not. Well, listen, you don't have to, because the day is going to be about our thoughts, our beliefs, about networking, about refueling with other women. And you don't have to. If all you want to do is go up 3 steps, fine. That boosts your confidence. Do that. But come be with us. Check it out at DeeDeeMercerMoffitt.com. You know I love empowering women, and you know I love powerful women and women that give back to this community. And we are going to be talking to that one such woman, Emily Bailey, when we come back. She has got an idea for you. You know, money doesn't grow on trees, but maybe it does hang in your closet. Hang on, we'll be right back.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
After a 15-year search for a truly delicious, healthy, easy-to-prepare organic meal, Savitri and Adil Pakivala founded Eastern Essence. They set out to do what their friends and business acquaintances thought impossible, to produce delicious, healthy, vital food grown in harmony with nature and to promote organic farming in India. Happy food, Happy people, happy planet. For more information, go to easternessence.com. That's easternessence.com.
You are a wondrous expression of God, Source, Spirit, Universe. How do you let this be fully realized in your everyday physical life? Oriella coaches and teaches people how to awaken their spiritual power. She also releases and replaces what is limiting and holding them back. Her no-nonsense, logical approach allows you to fully and easily understand how you can live life more fully, more abundantly, more powerfully by awakening to your spiritual power. For information, visit awakentoyourspiritualpower.com.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Topperson, pain relief and healing cream. Topperson relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Topperson and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Topperson will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Topperson. Topperson is available at Bi-Mart, New Seasons, and other fine health food stores and co-ops. Ask for Topperson or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store nearest you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Topperson, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
As many as 96% of Americans are extremely deficient in iodine. Hi, this is Paul from Seeing Earth Nutrition. Thankfully, there's a simple step many of us are already taking to help boost the protective benefits of iodine within the thyroid and literally every cell within our body, Emerald C. Emerald C is a rich and rare natural source of iodine from the most nutrient-dense species of seaweed on the planet. If there's enough iodine in our bodies, radioactive fallout is no longer able to concentrate in the thyroid and it will simply pass through. This is just one of the many benefits of natural, food-based iodine. It not only helps to ensure proper operation of the thyroid and our entire endocrine system, it helps to protect this vital gland from the dangers of radioactive fallout. Knowing this, we can take prudent, precautionary steps to protect ourselves and loved ones from any potential radioactive dangers, including those we already face every day. To purchase Emerald C, visit C, that's S-E-A, and earth.com.
Tired of getting in your own way? Saying you're going to do something, then never doing it? Do you feel you have tons of potential, yet you're still not going for it in life? No doubt then, you need to snap out of it. Hi, I'm Clarity Coach Dee Dee Mercer Moffitt, and I've helped thousands of women snap out of the current way they're thinking and performing in life. If you're getting in your own way, then with a little Clarity Coaching, you can get out of your way too. In one session, you'll begin to see how you've been holding yourself back and gain the techniques you need to move yourself forward. Contact me today at DeeDeeMercerMoffitt.com. There's a complimentary 20-minute session waiting just for you. Get out of your own way so you can wake up, stand up, and snap out of it.
Welcome back, everybody. This is the Snap Out of It Show, and I'm DeeDee talking to you live from Texas. And I've got somebody else with me today from Texas. I want to tell you about this woman. I mean, she has designed this unbelievable event that's going to happen right here at the Richardson Civic Center. It's the semi-annual consignment sale for women. It's called My Sister's Closet. It's a brand new concept in Dallas developed by Emily Bailey, who's determined to create the ultimate shopping experience for women. And women throughout the Metroplex, what they do is consign new and very gently used designer clothing, shoes, jewelry, handbags, art, and home decor in order to declutter and make extra money. I mean, we can all make extra money, right? In this economy, we're looking for ways. Here it is, bada bing, bada boom, right here. Co-signers and public consumers then are able to enjoy a shopping experience complete with vendors, makeup artists, image consultants, and massage therapists. Heck, I'm going just for that. So, Emily Bailey, welcome to the Snap Out of It Show. How are you today?
Hello, Dee Dee. I'm great. How are you?
I am just super duper. And, you know, I have to tell you that I've already gone through my closet, and I see that I have some stuff that I want to co-sign with you at this event. But tell me, first of all, Emily, what gave you the inspiration to put together an event like this?
Well, when I originally moved to Texas, I was a single mom with two children, and there's a market here full of baby consignment sales. And so I started participating in a lot of the baby consignment sales and absolutely fell in love with the concept. And through shopping and networking with other women, there was such a need for us to kind of create this type of event for ourselves. And so after doing some market research and talking to a lot of women about what they would like to see as far as their ultimate shopping experience, My Sister's Closet consignment sale was kind of born. So we created this event that not just has consigned items, but we also have vendors and image consultants and all types of resources from nonprofit organizations that are showcasing the community. So we've really been able to create this opportunity for women to recycle the money that they have in their homes. And when they come and purchase these fabulous items, that money is then directly recycled right back into our community.
Now, a lot of people may not know what consignment means or how it actually works, Emily. So
Right. Walk
us through that process. If I go into my closet and I say, you know what, I haven't really worn this in, you know, about 6 years, I think I need to get rid of it. You know, instead of taking it maybe to a donation place, we can try this first. And so tell us how we would actually make money back by doing this.
Absolutely. Well, like you said, you kind of go through your closets and you find those items that you've purchased on sale that still have the tags on because you weren't able to fit, or the fabulous shoes that you got on clearance that just aren't your size, and even items in your home, pictures, home decor items, luggage sets that you're not really using anymore but are in great condition. These items, you can go to our website at www.mfcsale.com, and you can register as a consigner. You put your name, your address, create a username and password, and it takes you to your online inventory system. And what you would do is you would take that handbag or that purse that you decide you're going to sell, and you would just set a description, set a price, and press enter. This system will create a barcoded tag for you, and when you're done entering in all of the items that you're ready to get rid of, you can print these tags from your home computer, and then you just attach them with safety pins to your items or with clear packing tape to shoes or boxes or the backs of pictures that you want to sell. And when you're all done tagging your items, on April 15th, you will drop them off at the Richardson Civic Center. And what we do is we display all of your merchandise, and we accept everything from Gap to Gucci. That's the difference between our semi-annual consignment sale and a lot of consignment stores, is that we understand that a really cool vintage jacket is something that other people are really looking for, or a great pair of jeans from the Gap are just as important as a pair of Gucci sunglasses. So although we do offer, you know, we do allow consigned items to be high-end designer, we also accept items from home decor, art, antiques, vintage. We accept a little bit of everything that's good quality and that other people may find as a treasure. So after dropping these off, during the public sale, we kind of scan your individual barcoded tag when it sells, and it uploads into your online system. So you can track your sales online, and at the very end of the sale, whatever is unsold, you can come and pick up on Monday. Or whatever items you don't want to see returned back to your home, you can donate them to our nonprofit partner, which is Denton County Friends of the Family, and we provide you a tax-deductible receipt for all of those items that were donated.
Now, here's a question for you, because you're saying gently used. Now, do some people try to bring stuff that maybe needs to go someplace else? I mean, where,
yes.
You know, how would we know how used it can be before we can put it in your consignment sale?
Well, we do kind of screen the items as they come in, and we do reserve the right to kind of reject some items. But generally speaking, as long as there's no tears or pilling or stains or holes in the items, then they are able to be consigned. And one key point I always tell women is to look at the item and ask yourself, would I buy this? is this a great deal? Is this something, you know, that somebody else could really use as a treasure? Is it that great piece of artwork? Is it a nice luggage set that's in excellent condition? Is this something that I would buy? And if the answer is yes, then absolutely consign that item to be sold. So instead of taking items that really need to kind of go to a donation or recycling center, you know, you wouldn't want to waste your time with tagging items or setting prices and bringing them to the civic center, knowing that they're not in the type of condition that other people wouldn't buy.
Well, how do we know how to price these items? Because are we pricing them like we would for a garage sale? Are we pricing them? That would be, that's the tough thing for me, Emily. I have
right.
no ideas. I'm looking for my, looking through my closet, pulling out the stuff that I don't wear anymore. I don't know how to price it.
Right. And that's a question that we get a lot. And so we do send out kind of notifications. We do have a meetup group where we help women kind of get over that consignment learning curve, as I like to call it. But again, a general rule for pricing items is to price your item and look at that item and say, would I buy this for this price? There's two strategies for pricing. Some people price their items because they just want to get rid of this stuff and don't ever want to see it again. And so when they price their items for $3 and $4, those $3 and $4 really do add up, and it's competitive pricing, and a lot of people will buy those items first. However, you know, if you have a pair of sunglasses that were, or a Coach purse that was originally $450, and you could probably sell it for $200. You may sell it for $150. You need to look at it and say, what condition is it in? What would I pay for this? And thinking, I'm getting a great deal. Again, you have to look at whether you have an emotional attachment to the item. There are, most of the items that I consign with the sale are items I just want to let go of. I can't fit anymore. My 17-year-old, she consigns, and these are items that she just kind of outgrew or decided to change her style, or if, you know, we're changing the decor in our home, I'm not going to use these items anymore, so I price them just to get rid of them. Some items, if I have a nice designer coat that I really kind of like but I could afford to get rid of, I may price it a little bit higher, and if it doesn't sell because it has more emotional worth to me, then it's not something I wouldn't mind taking home with me if it didn't sell. So those are the two kind of different strategies. Is you're pricing to sell, you still may have an emotional attachment, or you're just learning about consignment, or you can price your items really just to get rid of them. So a little bit higher than what you would price at a garage sale, but probably a little bit less than what you would pay at a retail or resale store.
All right. So one of the questions that I had asked you is, how does the split work? Because if I bring my clothes in, you're going to get a certain percentage for putting on this event, because these events, look, you're marketing it, you're getting the people there, you're doing all the work. So you are going to take a percentage of what we sell versus just having, you know, a garage sale at our house. So what is that percentage and how does that work?
Consigners take 65% of their profits.
So that's
if you volunteer.
A consigner
right,
is me, the person that brings in my clothes.
Absolutely. The consigner, the person who is selling the items, will receive 65% of everything that they sell. There is only a $10 consigner fee to actually be a consigner at the event, but we don't charge women a $10 fee up front. That comes directly from their check. So we deduct that $10 fee from their check. Because if you consign items and, you know, didn't price the items well, or they weren't, competitive in the consignment sale, then we don't want to charge women $10, you know, and they weren't able to sell anything. So we do take that $10 consignment fee out of your proceeds. Again, you do make 65% of everything that you sell, and if you volunteer with us and come and help greet and organize the display floor, then we give volunteers 70% of their profits. So for every dollar that is spent for your account, you'd receive 70 cents of that.
I love it. Tell me about some of the great items that you see coming through there, Emily.
Oh, the handbags and the shoes. They are phenomenal. And these shoes are brand new, never been worn. I personally have a few every season that I consign because I find these great shoe sales and, you know, think that they will work for me, but they don't fit. They're not, you know, it's just not a great fit for me, so I go ahead and consign these items. We always have fabulous shoes, handbags. I bought some beautiful art last time. We have framed art. We have photographs. We have vintage pieces. We have sculptures, kitchen and home decor items, evening gowns, wedding dresses, prom dresses, just sweatsuits, shorts, skirts, a little bit of everything under the sun. The jewelry is phenomenal. The jewelry that the women can sign, the hats that they can sign, everything in there is just absolutely gorgeous. And so you can really find some awesome deals coming to these consignment sales. So we do have women who have been shopping with our consignment sale since we started, and each year they volunteer just so they can shop that pre-sale and get some of the great items that they find. Brand new boots from Banana Republic were like $10. We had some fabulous Coach bags that went for about 25 or 30. We had some Dooney and Burks, and these are all authentic pieces. They went for about $50 or $60. So it really is, yeah, it really depends on the consignor because consignors set their own prices. We're not a consignment store where you bring us items and then we price it. We allow our consignors to set their own prices for the items that they want to sell. So in our boutique, we have everything from St. John Couture to Gucci, to authentic Chanel, to Tiffany jewelry, a little bit of everything in that designer boutique, if that's what you're looking for. And then we also have on our general sales floor Gap, Juicy Couture, Old Navy, and a little bit of everything under the sun.
How many items do you think that you will get in for this sale that's coming up on April 16th?
Usually every sale we've had about 10,000 items. So since our start, we've had, and we continue to increase. The first sale, we had about 10,000 items. The last event that we had 12,000 items that we were selling.
You know, it's just amazing. And this, what I love about what you're doing, Emily, is that you started this because out of kind of a need for yourself. And it helps
absolutely
so many people. But I want to ask you, because you're an entrepreneur. You still work, but you're an entrepreneur. And I want to talk a little bit about the tough times of being an entrepreneur. Tell us about what does it take to really make a dream come true, like owning your own business. I'm certain that there have been times that you've said, I don't know if this is going to work.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that that is a process that you continue to go through. And, you know, it did take a lot of courage and a lot of resolve to say, you know what, this is something I'm really going to put my heart into. And it means that you have to sacrifice. It means that you have to balance your time more evenly, especially being a mother and a single mother and taking care of my children and still wanting to put my dreams into a reality and seeing the fruition of all my hard work. And so it's in cycles. There are times when I just say, wow, this is so much. It's so overwhelming. You know, there's a lot more growth and I wasn't anticipating this. I'm only one person. How am I going to accomplish these goals? How am I going to take this to the next level? And so it's a process that you continually go through. But when I really sit down and own it, I have to say, you know what, this is what I want to do. This is my passion, and this is what I want to do. I want to create this experience for women that can come in and feel great about themselves, that they can have design consultants and image consultants walk the floor with them and help them pick out that one fabulous item. And that's what continues to keep me going is all of the response that I've gotten from women who have shopped at these consignment sales and women who have come in as consigners and had, you know, made money, made $500, $600, $700. We had someone make $1,500 from consigning at our last sale and was just ecstatic about the fact that they could recycle all of that from their closets. And that's what really keeps me going because it is my passion. I want to be able to empower women. I want to be able to provide more entrepreneurship opportunities for women throughout the country. And so with that in mind and with that goal, that's something that kind of keeps me going and keeps me motivated and keeps me focused on the vision.
Yeah, that, you know, I always talk about passion. If you don't have passion, if you don't have a real passion, you more than likely will not make it to the goal. Because,
right,
you know, all we see, Emily, is the outcome. All we see is when we go to one of your events are all of these fabulous items, all of these women coming in, having a great time, making money, finding bargains, and we say, I want to do what Emily's doing.
Right.
And yet we don't see what you have to go through. You know, you had to build the site. You had to get everything in order, like you said. So I think it's. I always tell people, listen, before you desire someone's life, because we're always saying, I want that life, right? I want to be that person. You don't see what they have to go through. And so you really do have to find that passion. Where do you think this passion came from, Emily, in regards to wanting to develop this kind of business?
You know what, Dee? I'm going to tell you, when I first started, probably the first year in the company, and we hosted these two huge events and had vendors and had consigners and everything else, and one of the vendors came up to me and she was talking to me about the concept and about the business and said, wow, this is just fabulous. And she said to me, well, how do you make money? And I stopped and I thought about it and I said, you know what? I just developed this because I wanted to go shopping. I love thrift store shopping. I love consignment shopping. I love going to Macy's and shop, you know, the clearance. I love getting a great deal. And I love to see women happy. I love to see other women flourish in their business and be able to market their business. And so I had to step back and say, you know what, I don't have a business background. I'm by trade a registered nurse. And, okay, I need to take this model and bring on some team members that know how to take this company and build it into a profitable company. And I knew then that I started this company really because it's what I loved. And my ultimate shopping experience would be to go to a Macy's clearance sale and find fabulous designer items, get a free massage during my shopping trip, and have a personal shopper with me that could tell me the difference between an A-line and a pencil skirt and which one would look good on me. And if I had an event I needed to go to pick something off of the rack that would look fabulous on me that I never would have chosen for myself. And so in creating these events, I said, you know what, this is what I would love to have as my shopping experience. And that's where my passion came from. And then it really started to grow because I saw how we could benefit nonprofit organizations, how we could bring on even more nonprofit organizations and benefit them in different ways, and how we could create the model so that all the money could go back into our community and back into the women's pockets who are consigning. And so, again, you know, bringing on the proper people to help generate it into a profitable company was kind of my second thought. I had to find what I really, really was passionate about doing, and if I never made money at it, I would have been okay. It was fun. It was the experience. It was interacting with the other women and seeing how happy and positive they were, and to be able to find phenomenal deals and be able to furnish my house and be able to wear designer clothing and shoes at a fraction of the retail price.
Yeah, most people do that the other way. They're saying, okay, I want to make this amount of money in my life. What can I do to make this amount of money? And
right.
So you're driven by the money. And I had this, you know, very much this experience in the corporate world. If you know my story, you know, by trade, I'm an entertainer, a speaker and entertainer. And I was afraid that I, you know, would be one of those people, you know, that had to wait tables for the rest of their life. So here I went into the corporate world driven by the money, hating what I actually did for the money. And the money was the thing that drove me. But if it's the thing that drives you, it will be the thing that drives you forever. And it will, you know, not fun. And so I always say, and I said this at the last conference I spoke at, you know, who cares how much you work in life and how much you hustle if you hate what you're doing? Is it really worth that big old house and that nice car and those clothes that you're wearing? I don't think so. So I love what you're saying. There's also that line of business sense that you said, look, I knew if I wanted to make money at doing this and I wanted to make it a real business, I needed to gather those people around me. How do you get how do you get the right people around you, Emily?
That's tough, Dee Dee. It really is, because when it's your passion and it's your company and your business, you're going to come to that realization that nobody is ever going to be as passionate or as dedicated to that particular company as you are, because it's yours. And it was your vision, it's your baby, it's your company, it's your, you know, this is what you want to do. And to be able to generate that type of team, you need to find people who are just as passionate about the vision. They may not be as dedicated to the company, they may not have as much hustle as you have in achieving some of your goals, but it's your company, and so nobody's ever going to feel like that. So you have to understand that first. Second is drawing those people in who really are passionate and who have a level of dedication to really seeing it through and seeing how the company can actually benefit them as professionals. So the interior designers that we have on our team are phenomenal, and they really see the vision in the company and are able to market themselves outside of the sale, but kind of use the sale as a vehicle. And that's what we want. We want people to use it as a vehicle to network with other people on the team, as far as accountants and lawyers and the business people who handle that aspect and the PR and marketing. Those are the people that you have to really be careful and interview with and see if your personalities really match, see if your budgets actually match, see if they can see the vision that you have and the mission and the goal and be able to kind of stay true to that and not take it into another direction that you don't have intended for your company. So with growth comes change, but you still have to stay dedicated and focused on your initial goal and on your initial passion and maintain the integrity that you set out to building your company.
Yeah, because there, like I've said in my opening, you know, if you don't have some confidence in yourself, you don't have a belief that you know how to do something, then everybody's got your answer. And, of course, when we don't know how to do something, we're in pain. We want to know how to do it. And so we're constantly reaching out for somebody, and sometimes we can get our hands bitten, and that cost us a lot of money. And like you said, so don't go out there and jump at the first solution. And
absolutely,
what I love to work with women on is, you know, bringing that intuition out. We have a device in us, you know, our sixth sense, our knowingness, if we will just listen to it. And I think it's really imperative that you spend some time with anybody that you're going to do business with. And, you know, if you get that red flag, listen to it. And don't override it, because you want your business to be successful, and then the fear creeps in and you say, well, if I don't go with this person, I might lose this or I might not gain that. You know, listen.
Absolutely. And I think one of the biggest challenges with that, too, is that you have that voice of intuition that is usually 99.9% right. And when you listen to that intuition, then you're going with what your passion is. You're going with, you know, what your heart tells you is right. And what is confusing sometimes is when that fear does sneak in, is those two voices can sound very similar. And so that is a challenge. And, you know, as you work and build your confidence and as you work and you build your courage, then you're more comfortable with knowing which voice is which. Is this my fear kind of speaking to me now, or is this really my gut saying, no, this is what I need to do and this is the decision I need to make?
Absolutely. And a lot of what you do, Emily, is empower women. I want to ask you about that word, empower. What does that mean to you, empower?
Empower to me means to educate. To me, empowering a woman means to educate her. And once you're educated, it gives you a sense of courage. It gives you a sense of confidence because now you have knowledge to make your own choices. And so as a nurse, it's what I do in my career. I educate my patients in order to empower them to make their own decisions regarding their health and regarding their life and regarding their children's and their family's life. And so the same thing with my company. I want to empower women to make good financial choices, to say that you can still dress fabulously. You can still own designer clothes and designer items, but be smart about how you spend it and where you buy it. And so if you know that you can still own an authentic pair of Chanel sunglasses but spend a quarter of what you normally would spend, then this is where you should buy it from. And if you can also buy it for a quarter of what it originally cost, then do it and know that your money is being reinvested into your community rather than into a large conglomerate. So in educating women about those kind of decisions, there are times that you need to go to Neiman's, but there are other times when you can come and you can spend more frugally and use your money to invest. You can use your money to take vacations. You can use your money to start your own company. A part of that, too, is educating women about the different resources that are in their community. What we see on the news and here on the radio is usually bad news or a whole bunch of drama that is occurring in our country. But here you can see these nonprofit organizations that are in your community that you had no idea existed. You can see women in business who all share similar stories, whether they're CEOs of Fortune 500 companies or whether they're just starting up as an independent consultant. They all have a story, and they've all taken that first step, and that can be empowering. Just by seeing that someone just like you has gone through what you have gone through, has been there, and has still been able to succeed.
Yeah, absolutely. And do you find, Emily, because you're in a business with women, how do you view competition, and how do the people that are around you view competition? Sometimes women love it, and other times they really hate it. What do you see?
Absolutely. Personally, I like competition. I've always been competitive and played sports, and so for me it's more of a friendly competition, and I enjoy it. I also feel that in my company, I don't have a lot of competition. And so I have a candle that I can light other people's candles from without diminishing the flame from my own. And that's how I feel about working with women in business. And everybody's company can flourish. Everybody can be a part of my sister's closet, and it will benefit everybody. So even other consignment sales or consignment stores, we're offering services that they don't. You know, so if we have clothing that is unsold, we like to encourage them to visit the local consignment stores where they can consign their unsold items throughout the year. We have two huge events, and we don't have that overhead retail space, so we can give our consigners more profit for what they sell. But in the meantime, we want to support other businesses in the community. We want vendors who have service-oriented companies to come in and market themselves to show women in our community what resources they have. So it's hard for me to kind of judge as far as competing with women in my business because I don't feel the need to compete.
Well, and you know, I see a lot of me today, you know, where people are just simply wanting publicity, information about their own companies. And it's as if, oh, my gosh, if you know about my group, then I won't, you know, have as many people to come. They're just not willing to share their information sometimes. And so what I really loved about you was that you're so open and willing to work with somebody, and you don't have that spirit of fear. That, oh, my gosh, you're going to take some of my knowledge, or maybe you're going to try to open up your own consignment place and compete with me. And I really love that, because I have to say that I see a lot of that going on today. And
absolutely.
I don't know if that's because there's so many entrepreneurs that are filling the market. You've got everybody's, you know, an author, everybody's a speaker, everybody's a coach. But I am with you. I really feel that we can work together and do much more than we can apart.
Right.
You know,
absolutely.
And you have.
Dee Dee, I totally understand what you say, because you're right. In the business of working with women, you do see that more often than not, is where women are afraid to give you advice, to help you, to mentor you. And they are. They're afraid that you're going to take something from them, or you're going to do something bigger than they are, better than they are. They don't see it from that perspective, that if I help you, I'm in turn really helping myself.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, hang on. It looks like we may have somebody that wants to ask a question on the line. Let me check. Hello, 5588. You're on with Dee Dee and Emily. Did you have a question?
Hi. What are you wearing?
Oh, I love these guys. Hi, what are you wearing? Aren't those great? I love those guys. That a consignment shop would excite them so much, right?
Yeah.
Well, we're wearing, I'll tell you what we're wearing fabulous clothes from My Sister's Closet Consignment Shop is what we're wearing, right, Emily?
Yeah, absolutely.
So tell us a little bit about, you have several different groups that you work with. You have your My Sister's Consignment Meetup group, but you also have another one that's for entrepreneurs and businesswomen. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, that's another meetup group that actually I inherited. There was initially a group called Women of Wisdom, Worth, and Wealth, Women of 3W, and I was a member. And the organizer of that group, unfortunately, had to step down, and the group was going to be dissolved. And so I stepped up and said, I'll do it. I'll be the organizer for this group as well. And my vision for Women of Wisdom and Worth and Wealth was really to create a group where we could do something a little bit different than just having our two-minute commercials and networking with each other that way. I never personally felt that after somebody presented a two-minute commercial on their business card that I was comfortable doing business with them. And what I also felt was that we didn't have any groups where women could just come together and be transparent, where we could just say, listen, I'm a woman and I'm a mother, or I'm a wife, or I'm retired and I'm looking for something new to do and I need balance. So I wanted to create a group where we would have positive motivational speakers come and speak to us just about being women and how to balance that and how to work with each other without always feeling that overwhelming me, 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 me. And what I found is that at these groups, when we're learning about being inspired and gaining confidence and learning about image and why it's important in presenting ourselves, that women have actually become a lot more transparent with each other and talked about who they are as people, not just as professionals. And once you get to that level and really start to build with people, you just automatically begin to feel comfortable with those people to do business. And I may not have a need for your service, but I know you well enough now, Dee Dee, that I can refer you to somebody comfortably and say, I really know who she is as a person, and she's a phenomenal person, and she has great integrity, and I will give you my word that this is somebody I would do business with, and I'm referring you to her. So I've gotten a really positive feedback from this group, and we've grown by the numbers every month and have phenomenal speakers who, you know, just kind of volunteer their time and their service to come out and speak with us. So it's been a very empowering group, where women are just kind of coming together and really learning each other and learning how to just be.
Yeah, that is something that we definitely need to learn, is how to be and to have compassion for ourselves, Emily, how to be kind to ourselves. One of the things that I know
right.
that we do as women is that, you know, we beat ourselves up for not being this illusion that is out there in the world, for not being whatever. And it's just this craziness. The more I look at it, we are running so fast to try to achieve something that doesn't even really exist.
Right.
Instead
You're
of
absolutely
just taking every single day and saying, let me see what today unfolds. Let me see what I could do today. Let me monitor my thoughts. I mean, my gosh, that's a whole other show that we could talk about thoughts, because
yes.
I'm certain that
mm-hmm.
you do the same thing. And but I love what you're doing. I want everybody to come out to this sale. The website is msksale.com. MS as in Sam, C as in closet, sale, SALE.com. And from there, Emily, they can begin to register as a consignor. And
right.
began to print out their labels. You want them to bring their clothes to you on Friday, April the 15th, And right. All that information is there, too. And then what time do the doors open? Because I want to be there. I want to be there.
April 16th is on Saturday. We open to the public at 10 a.m. We do have pre-sales, and those are just for consigners. Consigners and volunteers are able to shop before we open to the public. But we are open to the public at 10 a.m. It is a free event and free parking right there at the Richardson Civic Center. So we're open the 16th. We're also open the 17th at 10 a.m. And then we open on Monday at 8 a.m. for a special sale.
3 days.
3-day event. Yeah, so it's really fun, if nothing else, just to come down and kind of network with people, have a nice chair massage for your lunch break, and, you know, sign up for raffles and goodies and free giveaways. It's just a really positive experience. I've never had anybody come to the event and walk away without a smile.
Well, I am excited about it. I definitely want to be there. And so I'll be telling all my Twitter friends, all my Facebook friends about my sister's closet consignment sale going on right here at Richardson, Texas. Well, Emily, I so appreciate your time and your gift to the world and your hard work making it fun for us and teaching us how to make money by simply going in our closet, looking in our cupboards. I mean, my gosh, everybody's downsizing today, right? So we need to get rid of some stuff that we don't use and put it back out there in circulation, you know, and make some money. This is how we stimulate our economy. So
this is definitely how we stimulate our economy, right here in our community. You're absolutely right, Dee Dee.
Yeah, I love it. Well, Emily, like I said, you're phenomenal. I thank you so much for taking the time. Check out Women of Wisdom, Wealth, and Worth. Is that correct? Did I say it in the right order?
Yes, ma'am.
Wisdom, Wealth, and Worth. You can go to Meetup. And if you, what city are you guys in, Emily?
We're in Dallas, Texas, and you can just look up Women of 3W.
Women of 3W on Meetup right here in Dallas, Texas, if you want to be a part of this phenomenal group. Okay, Miss Emily, I thank you so much, and we will be talking to you soon.
Thank you so much, Dee Dee. I appreciate your time, and I hope you have a phenomenal day.
You do the same. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, everybody, thank you so much for joining the show today. Remember, the Extreme Confidence Boot Camp coming up April 14th. That's on a Thursday. That's going to go from 8:30 to 4:30. We're going to talk about everything from the emotional, the spiritual, and the physical side. Go to the site, take a look at the video. It'll give you an idea what we're going to do. It's really going to be a very fun day. And listen, really soon, I will be announcing the second annual Snap Out of a Women's Conference. It is coming back this year in October. So be listening for that. All right, everybody. Listen, the Be Heard Show is not going to be on today. Bea is speaking at a funeral, so we will have her show next week. But go out, make it a great week, and remember what I always say. When you're ready, and I know that you're ready, when you're ready, you can wake up. You can stand up. And you can snap out of it. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
You are a wondrous expression of God, Source, Spirit, Universe. How do you let this be fully realized in your everyday physical life? Oriella coaches and teaches people how to awaken their spiritual power. She also releases and replaces what is limiting and holding them back. Her no-nonsense, logical approach allows you to fully and easily understand how you can live life more fully, more abundantly, more powerfully by awakening to your spiritual power. For information, visit awakentoyourspiritualpower.com.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Topperson, pain relief and healing cream. Topperson relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Topperson and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Topperson will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Topperson. Topperson is available at Bi-Mart, New Seasons, and other fine health food stores and co-ops. Ask for Topperson or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store nearest you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Topperson, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
As many as 96% of Americans are extremely deficient in iodine. Hi, this is Paul from Sea & Earth Nutrition. Thankfully, there's a simple step many of us are already taking to help boost the protective benefits of iodine within the thyroid and literally every cell within our body, Emerald Sea. Emerald Sea is a rich and rare natural source of iodine from the most nutrient-dense species of seaweed on the planet. If there is enough iodine in our bodies, radioactive fallout is no longer able to concentrate in the thyroid and it will simply pass through. This is just one of the many benefits of natural, food-based iodine. It not only helps to ensure proper operation of the thyroid and our entire endocrine system, it helps to protect this vital gland from the dangers of radioactive fallout. Knowing this, we can take prudent, precautionary steps to protect ourselves and loved ones from any potential radioactive dangers, including those we already face every day. To purchase Emerald Sea, visit Sea, that's S-E-A, and Earth.com.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Let's not let it go to waste. of separateness raised.